Morning, dear friend. Today is the 17th of June, year 2011. We are on the second day of the special health retreat in Nash Hutch House in England. Before we start the session this morning, I would like to invite the bell, and we will come back to ourselves, relax, and enjoy the present moment. Session this morning, and we will learn about why we usually get sick more and more nowadays, and why we have too many different kinds of food or nutrition. We have a lot of new technology, much more the comfortable living condition. We have a lot of doctors, a lot of healthcare profession, but why the sickness it seems to be increasing, and the chronic disease it seems increasing day after day. By learning that, we will have capacity to recognize the cause of that, and with the mindful breathing, the way to come back to listen to our body, our mind, we can transform all of that cause of illness with the hope that we will have a healthy body, mind, and liberate our spiritual life. So actually, we have many cause can lead to our sickness, our weakness. But if we categorize it in a big group, we can narrow them down in kind of four different major groups. The first one means our body accumulate too much toxin inside of it. So the question, where the toxin come from? It comes from internally and externally. Internally, every single moment our body has a lot of different biological reaction, metabolism. So during the process of burning the energy, the material to supply the heat for the body to carry out all the basic function in our body, for example, the work of our heart, our liver, and the heart had to pump out the blood through the circulation. The lung have to work to exchange the oxygen and the carbonic the kidney had to filter 100 liters of blood every day. So even though we don't do nothing, we just sit still or lay down still, our body still has to carry out all of that basic function. To doing that, it has to burn all of the material we supply through our mouth, through our contact, through our mind, into the energy. And the byproduct of that become a toxic for our body. For example, when the metabolism carry out, one of that byproduct is carbonic. That air, if it not be eliminated out of our body, it will cause damage. Or some other old or abnormal cell, it will have the radical, or that radical will attack to the cell membrane and cause the damage. They get stick together and it comes the cluster of cell, and from that it will isolate that group and become the initiate of the cancer cell. Or for example, when we eat our food, the digestive system has to digest, absorb, and push out whatever cannot absorb into our body. If we don't have a bowel movement at regularly, as often at the circadian rhythm setup, the accumulated of the gas buildup in our intestine will become the toxic gas, and it re-penetrate into our bloodstream. So we have a lot of internal toxin as a byproduct of our body metabolism to carry out the basal function. Beside that, we have more and more toxin in our food nowadays. Especially, not only the toxin we ingest through our mouth, now we have more way to put or to get the toxin into our body. For example, through our nose by the air pollution, through our eyes because of the bad image, the violation, the all of the advertisement picture, all the sound we hear through our ear, all of the electromagnetic field in the air, through the radar station, through the television channel, and through our urinary tract, for example, the sexual transmitted disease, and through our skin, through our blood, by all the insect, all the blood transmitted disease. So in the old time, our people uses that the sickness caused by the mouth, and the suffering also caused by our mouth. That means in the old time, they think the majority of sickness are the toxin being put into our body, mostly through our mouth. And if we say unnicely, unwholesome to people, and we are in trouble. But nowadays, not only through our mouth, we have a much more way for the toxin to get into our body. That's why the input is about 5, 6, or 8-fold more than output. One reason. The other reason, in the old time, we have the tendency to work with our hand more. We do exercise or we work on our feet more. Nowadays, because we have all the living conditions, it's too comfortable. We have a car, we have all the public transportation, and we have many different industries. So we have a tendency to work less, to exercise less, and to stay indoor more. That's why the capacity of our body to eliminate the toxin out our body become less. And the input more, the output less. What happened? Cumulative over time. And another reason, in the old time, most of the food we eat from natural, right? We produce it naturally and we eat it freshly. But now we have a lot of chemical, fertilizer, insecticide, pesticide, spray before the fruit or the vegetable be collected. And we have a much more other chemical for the preservation. And we add on after the fruit or the vegetable be collected. And with the development of the food industry, we have the way to preserve the food. Not only the manufacturer put the chemical to preserve the food, they have many more than 1,500 other chemicals to add in the food to make the food more delicious, to make our sense be addicted, to make our fast tissue grow more so the food or the chemical can retain in that, to make people become sick so they can make more money. So they have many different ways to put the chemical, the toxin in our food. And then for convenience, we eat more processed food than the naturally produced food. That's why the input again more and the output less. With all of that reason, our body becomes the storage of the toxin. And especially for the Westerner, European and North American, we have a tendency to consume more than our body needs. So that's why our body have a less capacity, less space to put the toxin out. Instead of, in this situation, we have no choice or less choice of the organic food or the clean food. If we eat less, if we exercise more, our body will have a more tendency to push out the toxin. In, less, out, more. If we have some day during each season, we fast. That means we let out intestine break. We don't put more in, but we let it out. So in that way, it can clean up, it can detox our body. So that is the first reason. The second reason relate to the nutritional deficiency. Nutritional deficiency, it have many different aspects. For the poor country, people don't have enough food to eat. They don't have enough protein intake, so they have a nutritional deficiency by the lack of food, the lack of protein or fatty acid. But for the Westerner, our society, as we already mentioned in the first cause of illness, we have too many ways of producing our food unnaturally. Naturally, eat food, eat vegetable, it have its own way of balance itself. But now we try to use genetic technology. We select whatever we want, not the natural selection. So that is the first and the original way of make it in balance. Secondly, after we collect the product, if we use the whole product, for example, if we have an apple, we eat a whole apple. If we have a carrot or a potato, we use the whole thing with the skin. But most of the time, we try to eliminate the skin. And about 60 to 80% of all of the mineral or the substance laid out in the skin are just behind, just below the skin. And by eliminate all that, first we waste of the food from the nature. Secondly, we eliminate a large portion of nutrition, a mineral. So even though we eat a lot, but the more we eat, the more imbalance in our body. The other thing, we, especially people, want a convenient, fast, instant. We try to eat the processed food. We don't eat fresh, new, harvest fruit or vegetable. So the more processed food we eat, the less energy we have. Because think about that. If it goes through too many different processes, more chemical be added in, and the energy, or what we call the life force, disappear. It just have a material, or the dead material left only. It have no life force much in the processed food. The universe, the sunlight, the humidity give all that energy into the vegetable, and the animal eat all that and convert into its own energy. So if we had a way to eat the fresh vegetable or fresh animal, we will have more energy, more life force, and we consume it, but we have more energy, and it's balanced. Now we eliminate some portion of that, so it's imbalanced. And then if we eat more processed food, the energy or the life force is less, so we need to eat more to have enough energy required by our body. So in that way, our body becomes bigger, looser, but the energy for working, for maintain the basic activity become less. That's why we feel tired, not really energetic. So that is the other reason why we become sickness. Whatever imbalance in our body become the sickness, become unhealthy. The material, the same thing. The physiology, the same token. And if the physical and the physiology imbalance, our mentally will follow the same path, because all of that will connect or mutual together. Especially very powerful, and it affects our body and our society nowadays, is the electrical magnetic field child. We are being covered from the top of our head to our toe throughout 24-hour day, 7 days per week. And even though we don't think that it will affect our body, our mind during the night, but that is the time we be attacked a lot, unconsciously. Think about that. Now we have everywhere the electronic device. We have a few hundred thousand radar stations. We have a lot of the satellite, and we have a few hundred thousand television tower, cell phone tower. Every single centimeter, we can turn on a cell phone, a television, the radio to catch up a station, a channel. But within a few hundred channels sent out through the satellite, through all that tower, how many percent of that channel do you think it have a peaceful, healthy information? Or most of them is violent, fear, despair, worriness, and sexual stimulation, sexual seduction. So everywhere, especially if we not practice, come back to ourselves, if we not practice sitting meditation or staying in stillness, our brain will have a tendency of projection, because that is the way our mind going through for many, many lifetimes if we not a real practitioner. Who are the one to discover or to build up all that radar or satellite station? Our brain. So actually our brain is more powerful than any station or produce or receive the signal. Just because it's so sensitive, it's too delicate, so we cannot recognize that if we are not really mindful. So, during the time of daytime, if we not practice, come back to ourselves to close our electromagnetic field, our mind will always project out the thought, the illusion, so the energy or the signal always send out. The moment when we come back to ourselves, that is the moment we close the circuit or the electromagnetic field around us. So if we practice that oftenly, our body first will preserve its own energy, because every single thought, that is a signal, that is a sound, that is the have a wavelength and it spend our energy. But if we practice, come back to ourselves, first we say the energy we project out by all that thought, we also close our electromagnetic field at a single unit, so we be protected by that seal. If we not doing that, so our mind will project out the thought or the signal sent out, and the electromagnetic field in the air is much, much more powerful than ourselves. So that means we be extracted, we draw into that field. And whatever bad information or bad signal will be penetrated in our mind. Especially during the daytime, we don't see much that affected because we are so busy with many thoughts, many projects, many things to do, many things to think. But during the night time, our unconscious mind start to work, so the consciousness no longer there. So if we don't practice that oftenly, it becomes the habit energy and it still open the channel. And most of the best information, most of the best channel, usually, okay, they send out at the night time. So all that information, all that bad channel energy, it goes through our mind and it gets into the A consciousness. That means the storage consciousness. And we don't know. We really don't know until the condition fulfill a favorable, it go up into the mind consciousness and it manifest. You see, it not only ourselves have that bad seed, but every day we got that from all the channel through the storage consciousness every night, unwillingly, but we don't know. If we not practice, come back to ourselves oftenly to close our circuit. When we close our circuit by come back to ourselves, the electromagnetic field from outside, it can touch or it can affect our mind minimally. You see, the field now is closed, so it can touch only minimum or one point. Instead of when we open, we project out, this one will capture and it attacks all. So that's the main reason why we have a lot of stress, a lot of the disease relates to the central nervous system. About more than 70% of the disease, the sickness nowadays, be relay a lot through our central nervous system because of too much stressful event, too much stressful shock through the environment by the electromagnetic field. And from that effect, we cannot work successfully, we cannot have a healthy life, we cannot eat well, we cannot sleep well, and that as a consequence of that, if we cannot eat well, we don't have a good shape, we cannot have a nice sleep, our body will not relax, the toxin cannot be pushed out of our body, and then it will accumulate it, and from that, okay, it becomes obstruction inside of our body. So that's the main reason can cause the problem for our body. And yesterday when we talked about the benefit of meditation, relaxation, we already talked most of this activity, the natural feature, the nature already give to the human being. Whenever we feel tired, the body have a capacity to let it relax. And if we don't listen to our body, we try to overwork and overwhelm it. Once in a while, we had a feeling of fainting. It shut down the whole system. It looked like we have an electrical panel and we had a fuse for every single machine or a room. If we overuse the power of that room or that machine, the field will be broken. It shut out that light. But if we not change, if we not repair, and we try to continue to use like that, it will be heat up the light and it shut down the whole circuit in our house. So the same thing, our body have that capacity. Whenever we not listen to our body, we try to overwork. Sometimes we have a fainting feeling that is still not really strong. But to protect it completely, sometimes our body will withdraw 100% like a dead person for a few hours, so sometimes for a few days to protect. And in that moment, not only the physical or the psychological, the mind, then the consciousness, subconsciousness, is shut down completely. So that's why nothing can penetrate into our stored consciousness. Because normally when we had a fainting feeling, it just shut down the consciousness only. But the subconsciousness still there. So for example, if we be attacked or hit by a very violent person, at first our body try to produce more adrenaline, pump more blood, more oxygen, so our body have a tendency to either fight back or run away. That's what we call fight or flight. But after it feel that okay, it may lose the battle, it will shut down and we will collapse. So in that situation, if we be continually attacked, hit, or beaten, our body will shut down the second layer, that means the subconscious net. So it not receive any more information. So it not damage the brain cell, or it not get into the storage concept net. Because otherwise, even though if it not shut down the second layer, the subconscious net, the mind concept net not accept that. But the energy, the frequency, or the thought from the other person attack, it still penetrate through the storage concept net. And when we wake up again, that information will arrive on our mind concept net, and it's still damaged internally. And that damaging, okay, it's more powerful than the physical damage. That's why our body, in that certain situation, it shut down from the narrow to the deeper layer. First, from the physical level, and then to the mind concept net level, and then subconscious net. The same thing when our body have any blockage, any sickness, or any wounded internally, any imbalance. If we give it time and stillness, not have anything disturbing, it have a capacity to produce a substance to recorrect, rebuild, and heal all of that wound internally, externally. Definitely externally, we see that on the daily basis, on the daily life too often. But internally, it's deeper and it's harder. And our body can do that when our mind really in stillness, in peacefulness. That's why relaxation or meditation will help our body to rebuild, to recover when we have a chronic or severe sickness. But yesterday we go through a little bit introduction about forecast nutriment. This is the main course for this retreat. So hopefully in the Dhamma discussion, we will discuss more about this one. And then in the question and answer session, if anyone have any question related to that, we can go deeper. So first, we have some agreement to each other. And you know, when we talk about our body, we used to think that we have only the physical part. That means the anatomy. We can see, we can touch, we can share. And secondly, that is the mentally, the thoughts, the idea, something like that. And then we forget about the other part. But actually, our body have many different layer or level. Generally, we can divide it into four category or four layer. The grossest layer level, that means the physical. Whatever we can see, we can feel, we can touch, like bone, muscle, flesh, tendon, something like that. The second layer, a little bit more deeper, more subtle. That means all of our activity or physiology, like biological reaction, by the hormone, the enzyme, by secretion by our gland, our body. And the third level, it much deeper, it much more subtle. That means our mental, our mind, our thoughts. And finally, it's very, very delicate. That is our spiritual life. So whenever we talk about our body, we should understand that it has to be include at least four categories together. For some people, especially for majority people at the young age, they may not think about the spiritual life. They may not pay attention much to the physiology. They may pay attention to the anatomy, the body, the physical only. For the elderly people or people above 50 or 60, they may think about more for the spiritual life, the mental life, the psychology. So it not mean that we don't have, but because it depends on the society, depend on the culture, depend on the rank of our age, we will concentrate or we will think more about that level. So first, again, whenever we talk to the term our body, we should understand that we should think about all of that four different levels. And secondly, we have to understand that every single phenomena, every single thing, every single creation in the universe, if it wants to survive, it must have a nutrition or the food or the energy to supply for its existence. No one and nothing can survive without nutrition or energy. A human being, an elephant, a tiny virus, if they want to survive, they need food, they need energy. Even though a very invisible, for example, our thought, you see, you cannot see that, you cannot feel that, right? But you know it there. But if your thought want to survive, it still need to have the food for that. So what is the food of our thought? What is the energy to supply for our thought to survive? For example, when someone say a word unnicely to you, only one time, right? So if you listen, you hear it, and you let go, it's gone with the wind, right? So you not supply more energy, more food for that. But if after you hear that, and you bring that into your store consciousness, that means you keep it in your storage room. Once in a while, you hear a voice of someone similar to that voice. You look at the face of someone similar to that face, and then the seventh consciousness will go into the storage consciousness, bring it up. It re-manifests on your mind consciousness. And at that moment, you supply more energy for that. And the root of that unnaturally will now become bigger, deeper, and you put it back to the solid consciousness. If you repeat that again and again, that means you already supply the energy for that. Therefore, every single creation, every single phenomena, doesn't matter visible or invisible, if it wants to survive, it needs the energy, the food, the nutrition. Therefore, if we had a strong belief and we practice really good, nothing we cannot transform